Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1,800. Woof. The topic is Q&A, and the title is, Are Supplements Really Worth the Money? So I was talking with a new client, and part of setting up our programming, I asked her what supplements that she had been taking. And I wanted to share the discussion that her and I had, so that way it could help kind of give some answers, give some more information to her, but also help anyone else if they have a similar question. So this was a discussion. I said to her, what supplements do you currently take? You can either list them or text me a photo if you have, you know, the containers. Within a few seconds, she sent me this typed list that was formatted with direct links to each supplement. And I wrote back, I said, wow, that was very official looking list. And questionably fast. I said, did you already have this put together? And she replied, this is actually what my previous trainer had me taking. So I'm going to read through the list. It's a little long, bear with me. But there was a whey protein that she was supposed to take an hour before her workout and then during the workout. Then there was a mixture of whey and casein protein. Whey is a very fast digesting protein. Casein is a slower digesting protein. And she was supposed to take this mixed post-workout, and then two scoops of it as a meal replacement later in the day. She had a pre-workout energy booster that was supposed to have like some mood enhancement stuff in it. I looked at all the ingredients of all this stuff, and this one was really questionable. It was basically just a ton of caffeine and natural energy boosters. And then she had creatine, which is an interesting supplement to give to somebody when their goal is fat loss. Interesting in that I don't think it's a great idea. Creatine monohydrate is relatively cheap, and it's mostly best for strength and muscle building. For fat loss, I don't think it's really going to have much of a positive effect. I think you're better off saving your money for other things. She also had a glucose regulation supplement. That was like biotin, chromium, ALA, and some other odds and ends. And, you know, the research on that is questionable. But she was supposed to take that post-workout and in the mornings on non-training days. And the idea that the supplement said is it's supposed to help your body break down and metabolize carbohydrates. That's goofy. She then had a fat burner pill. It was super high caffeine as well as the pre-workout thing. She was supposed to take one meal in the morning, one meal midday. It was citrulline, carnitine, caffeine, guana root, a whole bunch of other stuff in it. They even had like cinnamon things that are supposed to boost your metabolism. And then she had a sleep supplement, a sleep support, which was probably making sense considering she was taking this much caffeine during the day. And she was supposed to take two pills before bed. It was GABA, arginine, melatonin. And the melatonin is going to be the, you know, the heavy hitter in that combination. It's going to help you feel sleepy. So the recommendation would have given her 10 milligrams of melatonin, which is can be, you know, packed quite a punch if you're depending on your familiarity with it or the sensitivity to it. She then had a multivitamin she was supposed to take, a B-complex, fish oil, and a greens supplement. So overall, it was 11 supplements. An hour before her workout, she was supposed to take whey protein, a fat burner, multivitamin, B-complex, fish oils, and greens, which was sad because she also woke up and then went to go work out within like 20, 30 minutes. So she tried to work out before the workday, and the trainer told her to take this stuff an hour before her workout. She wasn't going to just get up, you know, an hour before the workout, go back to bed for 30 minutes, and then, you know, get back up and try to go. So she ended up kind of cramming all that in. Then the pre-workout was energy and mood booster, that really high caffeine thing with creatine. So she had already taken the fat burner pill, which had a lot of caffeine. Then she was supposed to take this other caffeine supplement. Intra-workout was whey protein. Post-workout was the whey and casein blend with more creatine and that glucose regulation. Midday, she was supposed to take that meal replacement of the whey and casein blend, another fat burner pill, and then she had the nighttime sleep support. So overall, it was overkill, absolutely overkill. 11 supplements in total. I wrote back. I said, how much did this cost you every month? She replied, over $250. I paid the trainer when I paid for my sessions. I wrote back, these were $250 in addition to the training costs? Because at the time I'm like, I want to kind of clarify, make sure. And she wrote, yes, I bought it because he told me to, but I feel kind of dumb. I didn't really lose any weight, and combined with the training session costs, I was spending over $500 a month. I replied, "You are not dumb. You're not dumb at all. You trusted him to tell you what to do. You hired him. This is what he said to do. So you were following his instructions. You were being a good client." Unfortunately, he didn't live up to being a good trainer. So, some little background here is the trainer would charge clients for an hour workout session, an hour personal training session, but they would spend 30 minutes on cardio. So she would get there and he would have written or prescribed something in the treadmill. It was basically like this little follow along program. And he'd hit that for 30 minutes and he would go finish up with the last client for their 30 minutes of weight training. So the client would pay for a full hour, but they would spend 30 minutes on cardio and then 30 minutes with the trainer. And that's kind of frustrating. The meal plan that she got was copy and paste of what he gave to other clients. She had talked to other clients when she wasn't getting results. She wanted to see what the other people were doing, and they found out that they had the exact same meal plans. Then the workouts seemed totally random, and they weren't really, like, there was not much personalization to it. He kind of did different things every time she came in, but nothing ever seemed to be, like, progressively building. Like, if she said, "I really want to shape my, you know, glutes," he didn't focus on a ton of glute stuff. It was sometimes there was glutes, sometimes there was not. Sometimes there was glutes, sometimes there wasn't. So it was just kind of all over the place. And in our discussions, she was reasonably feeling sad about her past experience. And a couple other things we talked about. It led to the question she asked, "Are supplements really worth the money? I'd like to take something that helps. I'm not afraid of doing the work. I'm ready to work. But it'd be nice to know something is helping me. I see ads all the time for supplements, so I figure there's got to be something that works. I just don't know what it is. I am willing to do the work, but I also want something that feels like it's adding to my work, but is not $250 a month. Do supplements work? Is there anything I can take that will help me?" So that's the background of why we're doing this podcast. She had spent an enormous amount of money on supplements, and she wasn't getting great results. She lost faith in the usefulness of supplements. So what I wanted to do was kind of discuss supplements that do work, but in relation to how they work. So supplements that do work, supplements that I do recommend, is protein powders, or protein drinks, something that can help boost a person's protein intake. I also recommend digestive aids, things that help people digest foods better so they don't have gas, bloating, diarrhea, any kind of stomach problems that then make it harder for them to eat. I also recommend supplements that give energy. You know, a lot of times people are struggling with energy, so we do have supplements that I'll recommend to have some caffeine to them if that's appropriate for the person. Might even have carbohydrates in them because the person's struggling with eating, so I want them to have some carbohydrates and that'll actually provide the energy. I do also recommend multivitamins for most people if they have limited food selections for various reasons. And I recommend specific vitamin and mineral supplements, again, if it's a case-by-case basis where that would be appropriate. But those are basically the categories that I recommend to most clients. Protein supplements, digestive aids, energy boosts kind of things, multivitamins, and specific vitamins. So, for example, just today, I recommended to a client raw probiotics supplement, which is going to help with food digestion, decrease bloating. I also recommended Now Eve. It's a multivitamin for females specifically. And then we had a pre-workout kind of mixture. I wanted them to take acetyl-carnitine, niacin, and caffeine with Gatorade powder. That's actually really freaking cheap to put that all together. But it's going to give them, basically they're going to feel flushed quickly. They're going to feel like they warmed up very quickly. They're going to start to sweat. They're going to have some good energy, but they're also going to have carbohydrates to provide the glucose-based energy along with the caffeine energy. This is going to help them because in the way in which their training is structured, I want them to warm up without feeling like without having to do a million things. There's certain reasons, different times, different limitations. I don't want this person to spend forever having to warm up. So the acetyl-carnitine and the niacin are going to help heat them up and get them sweating, get them moving. And then the caffeine, obviously, is energy, and the Gatorade powder is energy. But all these supplements are well under $100 a month. It covers general health, digestive health, and increases performance, so that way we can push their body's adaptive responses to the training and get the most aggressive response from the body. We don't want, you know, workouts where they feel like crap during them and they don't maximally stimulate the body via the training stimulus that we wanted. I want them to max out their workouts. So I want them to feel good and have good energy. I have another client. I recommended multivitamin for general health because she has limited food selection. And then protein powders to help ease schedule stress and improve performance. So what we did was she basically works out super early in the morning and then trains clients. And she often wouldn't eat after her workout because she had to get into training clients. And it's like, oof, that's not good. You don't want to work out and then spend 4 hours without putting anything in your body. You're basically working out to beat the crap out of your body. It's going to be in its most favorable responsive state to take what you consume and put it to work. If you consume protein, it puts it to muscle. If you consume carbohydrates and fats, it replenishes those stores and tries to fuel that muscle building process, protein synthesis. So by spending 4 hours without any food, she was enormously missing out on strength progression, muscle progression, and just general recovery. But I understood that she had limitations with how to eat. I used to train 7 hours in a row. I would train when I first opened the gym, I'd train 10 to 12 hours a day. And often I would train from 7 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. And then I would go eat and then train from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. These were all back to back to back, talking to someone's face the entire time. And it was very complex to figure out how to get calories in without needing to go to the restroom. It was an ordeal, but I figured it out, made it work, did it for years. So what I want to do for that client is I want to provide whey protein and carbohydrates during their workout, and then a whey protein and casein blend after the workout. So that was the recommendation for them, a multivitamin, and then the whey protein and carb mix before the workout, intra-workout, and then the whey and casein blend afterwards. So just three supplements. My take on supplements are to keep them simple and keep them related to nutrition and training priorities. Our nutrition and training are what's going to drive progress, not supplements. Supplements are supplemental. They add to what you're doing. So we want supplements that help maximize what we're doing. So for example, nutritionally, what makes the biggest impact is consistent and appropriate calories, consistent and appropriate protein, and then trying to time your calories and protein as best as you can to your activity levels throughout the day. And part of timing that is digestive. You want to ease digestive stress so the person is hungry when they're supposed to be. If a supplement will help with accuracy and consistency in these areas, training and nutrition, then it's worth trying. So from there, I look at basic health and workout performance. The drivers of progress are nutrition and training. So that's what you want to supplement. You want to maximize your nutrition via supplements if necessary. You want to maximize your training via supplements if necessary. So supplements for nutrition. What can help me get within the proper calorie range and do so consistently every day? Maybe that's a meal replacement. Maybe it's a carb powder during a workout because I tend to undereat around workout times. It could be quite a few things. What can get you proper and consistent protein intake? So that's going to be protein powders, protein bars, protein drinks, if you struggle to get protein from whole food. I do typically recommend people try to get regular normal foods as much as they can. But a protein powder that is just made from eggs or milk or beef, it's the building blocks of what the material was. It's not going to be the end of the world. It's not like a chemical, a poison. It's okay to take if you need, but I do recommend people get whole foods in as much as they can. You also want to focus on nutritionally what can help reduce stress and friction to making calories and protein consistent. If you try to get all of your protein through whole foods and you realize you're falling 30, 40, 50 grams short of protein every single day, don't fight that fight. Don't keep falling behind. Get a protein powder. get yourself up within the appropriate range, and then slowly figure out, okay, if I'm cooking dinner, can I cook twice the portion so I have it for lunch tomorrow? If I'm cooking Monday night, but I know I'm super busy Tuesday night, can I cook enough food on Monday night to cover Tuesday and Wednesday? We want to game plan and try to figure out how to structure our life to account for our nutrition goals. And supplements can just help that. They can supplement that process. You also want to focus on supplements that maximize your training. Can you get energy? You know, if you're struggling with enough energy to work out appropriately, can you get something that helps you with energy? Maybe you need something that helps you with focus. That's actually really important and very helpful. So what we're looking for when we consider a supplement is, how will it help me nutritionally to be more consistent and get within the appropriate ranges of my calories and protein? And then how will it help me in my training? Can I maximize my training performance to maximize my training stimulus, adaptations, and outcome? If a supplement improves your nutrition and or training, quality, and consistency, then it's likely worth trying. It will likely be worth the money. So are supplements worth the money if they help you nutritionally? If they help you in training, then they're likely worth trying. Okay. Hopefully that helps. If you have any questions, just shoot me an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.